Okay, it's Good News Planner here with Curtis Lewa. Hi, Curtis. How you been?
I've had better days. My city is falling apart in front of me.
Well, I'll have to admit, after 35 years, it's almost like when I moved in 35 years ago. The whole corner was abandoned. The drugs from the corner, halfway up the street, shooting people, cutting their throats. This was one tough neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
An apartment, right?
See?
Times have changed, but more importantly, we're under a crisis. So how the Guardian Angels helping out as they have for so many years?
Well, you come in on the invitation of people, and obviously it's to keep the peace, because you got street guys who are very rough, gregarious, many of them drug addicts, emotionally disturbed. The local people here don't know how to deal with that kind of erratic behavior. People who are bipolar, people who have all kinds of schizoid issues. We do. We deal with it all the time. You have to have a calming effect, but you also have to draw the line and let, especially these guys, know, hey, your guests in a hotel provided by taxpayers because of coronavirus. You got to mind your P's and Q's. You can't be violating people in the neighborhood, nor your fellow men who are sheltered in the hotels with
you. Okay, let me tell you what Curtis is explaining and sharing with us. Okay, this is called the Lucerne Hotel. The Lucerne 79th Street in Avenue. Who I happen to know owns it, and he owns the Bella Corps.
What is that, Sam Dome?
Sam Dome owns it, okay.
What a piece of work. Come
Sam
on.
Sam owns it, and so the city has given it to the homeless. And so...
No. We're paying for it.
The city, I mean, they have...
Sam Dome. And he's becoming a very wealthy man again because of us.
Well, he's getting $184 and times two if two people are in the room.
Sure.
Whatever that scenario is, the fact of the matter is we're not used to, until 34 years ago, having homeless living here. We worked very hard to get the Upper West Side in the shape that it is. So, but what you're saying is very wise. So what do you suggest? Because we have a guy on the corner that, unfortunately, he has mental problems.
I just spent time playing blackjack with him.
So what do we do? I became an interfaith, all-faith minister. How do we deal with that?
Well, you have to interact with them. You have to have a calming effect. You got to be almost like Prozac. And that requires training. You got to have training. You know, this is not something you can just go out in the streets and do. You have to be able to recognize when you safely approach them and when they can potentially be.
All right. How can they learn from you? An angel organization.
Well, they can go to angels.org. They can see all the various programs. Importantly, it gives them an opportunity to depend on the politicians or the police. What goes on in their neighborhoods. If they just want to complain and be ignored and be introduced to click by the elected officials, go ahead, knock yourself out. We'd rather make a difference.
We have September 21st, World Peace Day. I usually have Times Square. What is peace for Curtis?
Peace is everybody getting along. And right now, that's not the case in New York City.
All right, and other places as well. So let's pray. All right, Curtis, thank you. Thanks for the important work you've been doing for years. Good seeing you.
Pleasure.
You're a great man.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Be careful.